Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. There are times in our lives when we experience pain. It's unavoidable, but God can use your pain to bring about good. Today we bring our series called Where is God When It Hurts to a close. In this series, Pastor Rick shows the five choices you can make to benefit from your pain and the four ways you can use the pain in your life to help others heal. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a life-changing Bible study from Pastor Rick called Unshakable. This study, based on the book of Daniel, will help you handle life's most unexpected circumstances and extreme pressures. To find out more, go to PastorRick.com right now while you listen to today's broadcast. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Using Your Pain to Help Others.
Second thing you can share with other people that you learn through pain is I learned to trust and obey God's word. It's easy to trust God when things are going great. It's not so easy when things are going bad. It's easy to obey God's word when I like to do it. It's not easy to obey God's word when I don't like to do it. That's why Psalm 119, there on your outline, verse 67 says this. Before I was afflicted, what's affliction? Sorrow, sadness, sickness, suffering, sin. Before I was afflicted, it's pain. Before I was in pain, he says, I used to wander off. But now I closely follow your word. That's David talking. Okay. So what's he saying there? He's saying that life is a school. Okay. And problems are the curriculum. Pain is the curriculum. And some lessons we only learn through failure and through mistakes. Look at the next verse on your outline there. Psalm 119, verse 71. David admits, he says, he's talking about, he's just gone through a very painful time. He says, it was the best thing that could have happened to me, for it taught me to pay attention to your laws. I learned to trust God and to obey his word. It was the best thing that could happen to me. It taught me to pay attention to your laws. Some of these verses you should put on little cards and write them out and memorize them, because when you're in pain, you're going to need them. I learned that God loves me all the time. He's not going to leave me. I learned that God's word is always correct. I learned that doing the right thing is always the right thing to do. Another thing, write this down. I learned through pain that I need other people. That's another thing Paul mentions. I learned through pain that I need other people. If you never have any pain in your life, you wouldn't think you needed anybody. It's only in pain you need people to help you. Galatians 6:2 says this, carry each other's burdens. In other words, I'm supposed to carry your burden. You're supposed to help carry mine. When I'm in pain, you help and pray for me. When you're in pain, I help and pray for you. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you fulfill the law of Christ. What is the law of Christ? Love your neighbor as yourself. Now, I want you to listen very closely to what I'm about to say, because it's a profound thought, if you'll get it. God wants to teach you about yourself through other people. You may not realize this, but God wants to teach you about you, but not directly. He wants to teach you about you through other people. And that's why other people in your life may reveal a weakness, may point out a blind spot in your character, because they can see what you can't see. Let's just admit it, folks. Most of the time, we're not willing to face the truth about ourselves. Until we're forced to. The heart is deceitful. We lie to ourselves. We don't want to admit the truth about ourselves. So, when problems arise in your life and when you're in pain, don't simply ask why, ask what. What do you want me to learn? What do you want me to learn? Now, to help other people with your pain, that's what we're talking about this weekend. I first have to share how pain got my attention. And I have to be honest about my faults and my failures and, you know, my frustrations and my feelings. I got to be honest. I have to share how pain got my attention. Second, I have to share what I learned from pain. And I just mentioned three things, but there are a lot more things you learn. And third, if I want to use my pain to help others, I don't want to waste the pain I've gone through. I need to share how God is bringing good out of my pain. I may take a little bit of looking at. And usually you can't see it when you're in the pain. It's only you looking back. Hindsight is 20/20. How God is bringing good out of my pain. Philippians chapter 1, verse 12 says this. I want you to listen. He says, I want you to know, dear brothers and sisters, that Paul's talking. I want you to know, dear brothers and sisters, that everything that has happened to me here has helped to spread the good news. What's he talking about? He's writing a letter to the people in Philippi. He says, I want you to know, you guys, I know you're praying for me. Everything that's happened to me here has helped spread the good news. Where was Paul when he wrote this? In a dark, dank, dirty, smelly, underground prison in a dungeon in Rome, chained to a 24-hour guard. And he says, I want you to know that everything that's happened to me has caused the gospel to spread. Later, he admits, he says, even people in Nero's household have come to Christ. It's Caesar at the time. People had come to Christ because Paul was in prison in Rome. That's perspective. To be able to say in the middle of his darkest, deepest dungeon, you know what? I need to see how God's using this for good in the lives of other people.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
As we look at the unprecedented things going on in our world today, it's clear we need to be equipped with the resources to handle whatever life throws at us. That's why Pastor Rick created a life-changing Bible study called Unshakable. This DVD and workbook study is based on the life of Daniel. In these 8 powerful video lessons, Rick teaches you how to handle life's most unexpected circumstances and extreme pressures, how to avoid compromising on what you believe is right in God's eyes, how to handle success, how to learn from your mistakes, and how to pray the kind of prayers that God answers. This study is perfect for your individual quiet time or in a small group setting. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Today is the last day to get this great resource, so don't wait.
Once again, here's Rick.
Now, the next verse is one of the greatest promises in Scripture, Romans 8:28. We know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God. It doesn't say we know that everything that happens in life is good, because it's not. It doesn't say we know that everything that happens in life is a happy ending. It's not. Not everything is a happy ending in life. What it does say, we know, not hope, not wish, not imagine, we desire, we're confident. We know that God causes. There is a grand design, a scheme in everything behind it all. Even the pain I'm going through in my body right now, God has a grand scheme behind it. There's a grand designer. We know that God causes all things to work together. Now, our lives are not the result of fate. Our lives are not the result of random chance. You are not an accident. The pain in your life is not a result of bad luck. Yeah, we make mistakes. Yeah, we do. We make mistakes. We don't eat right. We don't live right. We don't talk right. We don't do right. We don't do a lot of things wrong. We make mistakes, but God doesn't. We know that in all things, God works. It says in all things. What's included in all? All. What's included in all? Every mistake? Yep. Every failure? Yep. Yep. Bankruptcy? Yeah. Disease? Yeah. Divorce? Yeah. Death? Yeah. Miscarriage? Yeah. it all fits into his plan. In all things, God works together for good. Now, circle the word together. It doesn't say works individually. It says works together for good, not separately. When Kay was making my favorite part of the Thanksgiving meal, which is the dressing. Oh, my. Baby, oh, baby, the dressing. Any one of those individual ingredients of dressing doesn't taste good. Flour by itself, cornmeal by itself, salt by itself, seasoning by itself, okay, turkey juice by itself. No, they're okay. But you mix them all together, and that Thanksgiving dressing, oh, all things work together for good. Can God bring good out of evil? Yes. It's called the crucifixion. Was the crucifixion good? No, it was evil. They crucified the perfect, sinless Son of God. But you know what? God used it for good. You know, it's interesting. In Matthew chapter 1, we have the genealogy of Jesus. In Hebrew culture, they always trace the genealogy of someone through the father, not through the mother, but through the father. And that's why in all those Old Testament genealogies that so-and-so was the father of so-and-so, who was the father of so-and-so, who was the father of so-and-so. They traced the family lineage or genealogy through the dad. But it's interesting, in Jesus' genealogy mentioned in the Bible, there are four women mentioned. That's unheard of. That's unheard of. And if you go and you study those four women who are mentioned in Jesus' genealogy, every single one of those women had a life filled with pain. She had a painful story to tell. Who are the four women that are mentioned in Jesus' genealogy? Well, the first one's Tamar. Tamar had two husbands who were jerks, and she was seduced by her father-in-law. If any woman had a right to hate men, it was Tamar. And yet God says she was in the lineage of the family tree of Jesus. She gets mentioned for special things. She'd been sexually abused and misused and mistreated. She's in the genealogy of Jesus, a life of pain. The second person mentioned in the genealogy, the second woman, is Rahab. Rahab was a prostitute, but she lived by faith. When she made the right decision, she helped God's people. You know that story. And she's in the Hall of Fame, and she's in the genealogy of Jesus. Rahab, Tamar. The third person mentioned, woman mentioned, is Ruth. Ruth wasn't even Jewish. She was from the nation of Moab. She was a Moabite. She married a Jewish man illegally. It was unlawful for her to marry a Jewish man. And yet her child is in the genealogy of Jesus. It comes down to David. And then the fourth woman mentioned is Bathsheba. We all know who she was. She had an affair with David, who had her husband killed. So murder and adultery in her life. All four of these women had tremendous pain in their life, and yet God used all four women to bring the Messiah into the world. Now, if you don't get anything else, I want you to get this. God weaves both our mistakes and our hurts into his plan. He uses both our sin and our suffering in his plan. Now, I want you to think of the biggest mistake you've ever made in your life. Can God use that in your life? Yep. Can God use that in helping the lives of others? Yep. If you'll be willing to talk about it. I want you to think of your biggest disappointment. Can God use that in your life for good? Yep. Can God use that in the life of others for good? Yeah, if you'll be willing to be honest and talk about it. Think of your biggest embarrassment, your biggest hurt. Can God use that in your life? Yes. Can God use that in the lives of others? Yes, if you'll let God use it. But you got to be honest, God. See, remember, God knew it was going to happen even before it happened. So he developed a plan in advance to bring good out of it. And he will, if you will let him. This is how God can use the pain in your life to help other people. Your pain is not something to run from. Your pain is something to embrace and let God use it for good in your life and let God use it for good in the lives of others. That's redemptive suffering. Don't waste your hurt. Friends, this is how you can be optimistic and realistic at the same time about all that's happened in your life. Remember the story of Joseph? Sold into slavery by his jealous brothers, resisted his boss's wife's seduction, was thrown into prison for a rape that he did not commit. He was as clean as a whistle. Everything in his life goes wrong for 40 years. And one day, when he's finally, God's turned it all around, God was getting him exactly where he wanted him to be. In Genesis 50, verse 20, when he's confronting his brothers who started the whole mess of pain because of jealousy, he says, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good." God and his purpose for your life are bigger than the problems and the pain you go through. Now, to help others benefit from my pain, let's review. I must first share how pain got my attention. Second, I have to share what I learned from my pain. Third, I have to share how God is bringing good out of my pain. And then number four, this is a big one, I need to share how Jesus gave me hope in my pain. Share how Jesus gave me hope in my pain. Everybody, friend, needs hope. What people around you need more than anything else, they need more than solutions, is that they need to feel hope. You need to be a hope dispenser. Now, the classic passage on hope is 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, the first part of that chapter, Paul outlines all of the pain he's been through. And in verse 8, he says this, "Brothers and sisters, we want you to know about the trouble," that's the pain, "that we suffered in Asia. We had great burdens there that were beyond our own strength. We even gave up hope of living." Paul said, "I was so discouraged, I was ready to kick the bucket. I just thought I was going to die." He said, "Truly, in our own hearts, we believed we would die. But this happened so that we would not trust in ourselves, but in God, who raises people from the dead." I love that. He goes, "We thought we were going to die. It doesn't matter. God can raise the dead." And he said, "And God did save us. God saved us from the great dangers of death. And he will continue to save us. We have put our hope," circle that, "we have put our hope in him. And he will save us again." As a pastor, I have talked to thousands and thousands of people in pain. Some of the most common complaints that I hear are, "My life's out of control," or, "I can't seem to change. I want to change, but I can't." But bottom line is this, I feel hopeless. I feel hopeless. Sometimes life just kicks the hope out of you. And maybe that's how you feel right now. Maybe you're feeling that. Maybe you feel trapped. You feel trapped in a hopeless marriage. Maybe you feel trapped in a hopeless job. Maybe you feel trapped in a hopeless financial crisis. Maybe you feel trapped by a hopeless health problem. We all need hope to cope. But one of the best places to get hope, besides God himself, is from other people who've been there before you. Now, if you've had the hope kicked out of you, let me give you a promise from God to hold on to. It's Psalm 91, verse 15. And God says this to you, Psalm 91, 15. "When you call to me," God says, "I will answer you. I will be with you when you are in trouble. And I will save you and honor you." What a verse. I will be with you. I will save you. I will honor you. Now, I don't know what's discouraging right now. And I don't know what mess you're in. But God never said this life was going to be easy. He never said life would be a breeze. He never said you won't have any problems. He never said you won't have any pain, because none of that's true, and God can't lie. But what God has said is this: I will be with you. I will be with you. You're never going to go through anything by yourself. Pray this prayer, would you? With your head bowed, just say, God, thank you for loving me enough to get my attention. I ask you to bring good out of the bad in my life. Help me to learn the lessons I need to learn. I want to learn to totally depend on you. I want to learn to follow your word and trust your promises and obey your principles so I can become all that you made me to be. If you've never opened your life to Christ, say, Jesus Christ, come into my life right now. Heal my hurts. Forgive my sins. Save my soul. Give me a new purpose. In your name I pray. Amen. Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy you've chosen to study along with us today. Now, you can get hope and encouragement from Pastor Rick delivered to your inbox every day when you go to PastorRick.com and sign up for his free daily devotional. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, as we look at these unprecedented things going on in our world today, it's clear we need to be equipped with the resources to handle whatever life throws at us. That's why Pastor Rick created a life-changing Bible study called Unshakable. This DVD and workbook study is based on the life of Daniel. In these 8 powerful video lessons, Rick teaches you how to handle life's most unexpected circumstances and extreme pressures. How to avoid compromising on what you believe is right in God's eyes. How to handle success. How to learn from your mistakes. And how to pray the kind of prayers that God answers. This study is perfect for your individual quiet time or in a small group setting. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. And thanks so much for your support. Today is the last day to get this great resource, so don't wait. Here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
One of the challenges of living in a broken world is that everything falls apart eventually. On a global scale, we mourn when terrorists attack or when the stock market plummets. But on a personal scale, we're saddened when a loved one dies or when a spouse walks out of a marriage. And as much as we would like to think that we have it all together, we all face times when our worlds fall apart. If you think that your life is beyond repair, you're wrong. If you think it can't be restored, you're wrong. Jesus Christ is in the business of restoration and reconditioning and refurbishing and renewing and recovering that which is lost. Jesus once said, I came to seek and to save that which is lost. Now, he not only seeks to save you, but also he wants to give you a fresh start in life. Not only you, but he wants to give you what you've lost. The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. The old has passed away. The new is come. God has something new and something better for you. No matter how broken your life may seem, no matter how badly things have fallen apart, Jesus Christ can make you whole again. In fact, he can make you whole for the very first time in your life. I hope that will encourage you.
Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.